So we are learning in the writings of Rabash, volume 3. This moving song confused me. The writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 494. The article is What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? Second paragraph from the bottom.
Yes, I can't repeat everything we had, but let's keep on going. This will bring us back to that state.
So we'll continue the writings of Rabash, volume 3, page 494, in What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator. It follows that we engage in the Torah in order to subdue the evil inclination, meaning to achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, so that all our actions will be only in order to bestow. That is, by ourselves, we will never be able to go against nature, since the mind and heart that we must acquire require assistance. And the assistance is through the Torah. It is, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. By engaging in it, the light in it reforms them.
This means all we have is one means to reach spirituality. When we draw, we invite, we receive special light, special force from above. That's called Torah. Torah is also from the word or light. When this force bestows upon us, it corrects us, and then it corrects all our senses, and we, in our corrected senses, start to feel the new world, the spiritual world. And our existence is not in this body, but rather it's in the desire. Then it turns out that we, from this corporeal desire, which is disintegrating here, it's over here, into the desire of the spiritual world, which is complete and eternal. That's all by the special force of the upper light that bestows upon us, on our will to receive, bringing us out from the degree of this world, from the egoistic shape to the altruistic shape. Yes?
However, this was said that it is beneficial to elicit the light from the Torah if he aims, while engaging in the Torah, to learn in order to receive the reward of the Torah called light. At that time, the learning of Torah is good for him. But when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the Torah does not help complete the work of making the vessels of bestowal and not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. That is, the force of Torah, and that should have subdued the evil inclination, is cancelled. This is the meaning of the words, any Torah with which there is no work, meaning when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, is finally cancelled, meaning that that force is cancelled.
This means that if a person is studying and he does all kinds of actions, but his goal is not to reach bestowal, to love of others, and through that to love of the Creator, but rather to make some personal profit, some gains, well, then what he gets from the Torah is the opposite force. And this opposite force is also good, because then a person starts to feel that he is becoming more egoistic. The worst is when he doesn't feel it, but rather is studying and is proudful before others that he has made it, he's reached some knowledge about the words that are written in all kinds of places. He doesn't really reach revelation, because revelation is according to the corrected vessels. But he comes to know in his corporeal brains what's written. Like maybe they studied in school and in university, he thinks this is the way to study Torah, to put it into his brains rather than to correct his qualities, his relationship with others. And then, if this is the way he's using the Torah, well, then actually he increases his pride, his ego, and he stays opposite to all other beings. And that's how he shuts himself within his ego, which is portraying a false world to him. It seems to him that he is so wise, he understands, he feels, and he knows what the text says in each and every page, both in the Talmud and in the study of the Ten Sfirot, but his internal correction is not being done. It's the opposite. He's becoming wrapped more and more with the egoistic layers. This is the meaning of what's coming to him. It's not the light that reforms that makes him purer, but rather he's becoming coarser, crasser. Kiev 1.
Thank you, dear Rav. It turns out that we have to learn now too, to maintain the focus of our intention, not on you, but elsewhere, so where?
In the 10. What is the question? Where I yearn for. This is the meaning of where I'm aiming for, my intention. Namirnya is intention. My intention is to be connected to all my friends together, and out of this connection between us, we call it from love of others to the love of the Creator. That's where we intend for the Creator. We want to serve the connection between us to the Creator. Why? For Him to be revealed in this connection and to enjoy it. When we serve it back to Him, like the guest and the host, we're serving our work back to Him, our action.
If I may
continue. We learn, and with the thoughts in the heart, are they at the center of our unity, and to there we draw the light, correct?
In the connection between us, we want to draw the light that reforms. Not simple light, but rather the light that reforms, that will bring us in the connection between us the general quality of bestowal that will occur in us. Then, in this same field we've built between us, after that, we're expecting the revelation of the Creator. But this expectancy of the revelation of the Creator is only to bestow contentment to Him. It's not that we want the Creator to be revealed in us. There's additional work here. Just as we connected between us in order to bestow to each other, that's how we connect to the Creator in order to bestow from us to Him.
So
those two works, should they happen in parallel or one at a time?
No, that's why it's written, from love of others to the love of the Creator.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Rav, se siente fuerte la lección de Shabbat, una resistencia.
We feel very strongly the Shabbat lesson and the participation. How do we change our perception and work in helping one another?
What we learn during the lesson, we have to try to pass it on to each other, to talk about it together in the 10 more and more, until it goes in. It goes in very slowly. It permeates truly into our heart, penetrates in the heart. But meticulously and drop after drop, this is what we have to do. But that's actually about to happen quickly. We're also going into a very special period of time of development, both for us and for humanity. Let's see how fast it will happen. In the past 6 months, let's say from the beginning of this pandemic until today, it was as if we're preparing for things. We didn't know what to do. We didn't understand what's going on with us. Now humanity is starting to understand that there's no way back. We're not going back to the previous life, to the order of the previous life, to what we had before. Forget about it. It's not going to happen. What will happen, that's not known, but it's not going to be as it was. And bit by bit, humanity is now getting it. All the people in the world are getting it now. There is something new here before us. We are brought to a new stage of human development. Want it or not, we have to accept it. And we, in order to connect between us and reach the force of bestowal, we're ready for this development. Even though we don't really see how it's going to happen, our willingness is there. We're like a baby, growing, starting to be more and more prepared every day for a new day that's coming. It's very simple. Because he grew up correctly yesterday, today he can do it. If he grows properly today, tomorrow, he'll accept the tomorrow in the right way. That's why we have to connect between ourselves as much as possible to understand how we're connecting between us and the Creator as much as we can. And for that, we're going to be ready faster than reality. This is the meaning of the verse, I awaken the dawn, meaning I draw the new light that's about to come to me even before it comes on its own. That's how we should try to understand it. And then whatever happens will be a pleasure, it will be a revelation. A new state, a good one. The difference is, if you're ready for what's about to appear, it's a pleasure for you. You're ready for it. But if you're not ready, it will appear as darkness and trouble. That's the only difference between the good world and the bad world that is being revealed. Our readiness for it. Okay? Good, I'm happy you understand. Let's keep on going, Amit.
We are reading in page 495, second paragraph. However, we should understand why the Torah induces iniquity. Is it not enough that the Torah is cancelled, but it also induces iniquity? Can this be? The question is presented in the introduction to the study of the 10th Sefirot, item 39. We need clarification so as to understand how and through what the Torah becomes a potion of death to him. Not only is he toiling in vain, but the Torah and the work itself become to him a potion of death.
It's just as we started talking now. If a person is ready, whatever new thing appears is good for him. If it's not clear, he's not ready for it, well, whatever appears is felt as bad. Yes.
There, He says, it is written that the Creator hides himself in the Torah. Regarding the torments and pains one experiences during the concealment of the face, one who possesses few transgressions and has done little Torah and mitzvot is not as one who has extensively engaged in Torah and good deeds. This is because the first is quite qualified to sentence his maker to the side of merit. For the other, however, it is very difficult to sentence his maker to the side of merit because in his view, he does not deserve such harsh punishments. Accordingly, we can understand why he says any Torah with which there is no work is finally cancelled and induces iniquity. It is because, on one hand, he sees that he engages in Torah and mitzvot. So why does the Creator not treat him as he thinks he deserves? Therefore, there are two things here. One, it is finally cancelled. Two, it causes iniquity.
We can even feel it, each one on its own. It seems to me that I'm doing things right, and I'm getting all kinds of unpleasant things in my life when I invest myself in the study and all kinds of things. But where is there something that what I think should be revealed, what things that I deserve? Why don't I get it? And this is my claim to the Creator. Maybe I can talk to him this way, out loud, or maybe even feel it inside, or maybe even I'm not aware of it, but inside I have this claim towards the Creator, and the sign for it is that I have a bad mood. Why do I have a bad mood? Because I'm not content. There is a desire in me that's not fulfilled with what it deserves, so it's not content. Emptiness in the desire. So what's going on here? That's a sign that I haven't corrected this desire to be in order to bestow. It's still in order to receive. That's why in it I'm expecting a fulfillment, and it will not go in order to receive. And accordingly, I'm sitting and crying. This is the meaning of the verse. The fool is sitting with his arms crossed and he's eating his own flesh. Now I see we have questions. Okay, let's start from Latin 4.
Buenos días, Rav. Una pregunta de un amigo de nuestra decena.
Good day, Rav. A question from a friend in our 10. What are we sharing with our 10? Our perception, our summaries, conclusions, or emotional impressions?
Emotional, well, you can't share your emotions with your friends so much because maybe each one feels it differently, but talking to them about the general perception, about the structure of the soul, these are things you can, yes? You can do it. And the main thing is that you're learning together. And even though you may confuse each other, because if each one adds something of his own, maybe it's not exact. But that's not really a problem. It's not such a problem, because all in all, you're taking part with each other this way until you scrutinize the right form of connection. That's why you shouldn't be afraid. If you have the time, additional time, talk about your impressions and between them, talk about the impressions between yourselves, and also you should read some more excerpts or something. PT6.
What's the level of willingness that a person must have?
Again?
What's the level of willingness that a person must have?
The level of willingness one should have is he has to make sure he has some level of willingness. In each and every moment, I should feel that I have a tendency to integrate with a 10, where only there I can, along with them, penetrate into the spiritual world, the world of the Creator. That's what I should be willing to do, to be ready for that, to be drawn to that place all the time. If I'm not drawn to that place, well, instinctively, I'm in my ego. It grabs hold of me and it won't let me out. That's why we have to make sure we're bestowing upon each other. We're affecting each other so that we will all be inclined towards connection to the Creator. That's all. There is nothing to be confused about here. We're connecting between us and the direction is the Creator. That's it. I really hope that we're reaching such organizing towards that. And then we're really discovering what's the world we're in, really. PT24.
Rav, you said that before the light comes, it's best to draw him before it comes, as in I awaken the dawn and not that the dawn awakens me. Can you elaborate on that?
When we always want to feel ourselves that we're not yearning enough for the connection between us and to extend this connection to the Creator. Yes. This is called Israel, the Creator and the Light are one. It's the same direction, just as Baal HaSulam writes to us in his letter 17, I think. I don't remember. And then and that's why this is how you should awaken each other and all our connection a few minutes before the lesson, a few minutes after the lesson, a few minutes during the day or a few minutes during the evening. These are the main thing so that we'll remind each other time and again that you have to be aimed this way to the purpose of a creation.
Should it come out of emptiness or out of high spirits or?
No. High spirits means you're awakened from above. It has to be forcefully it should come. It's best if it comes out of darkness, helplessness, lack of desire. I forgot about it. I disconnected. I don't want anything. I'm tired, etc. And then somehow I hear either out of myself, and that's the Creator who awakens me, or maybe out of the group, which is also on the Creator awakening me, but it's through friends. We have to connect between ourselves and to reach adhesion with the Creator. And this is how every time we reach such places where you emerge, that's the meaning of I awaken, the beginning of the Zivug. There's a verse in Psalms that only good and chesed will follow me all the days of my life, that I get the darkness, and out of the darkness, I come out to the Creator. This is the meaning of me yearning for a zivug, a coupling with the Creator, as he explains in this verse, that only goodness and chesed chase me, follow me. But it's not in one time that you reach that.
So during the filling, there is no awakening of the dawn, or should it be all the time?
Well, during the filling, the fulfillment, it's a fulfillment. I don't know if you're talking about corporeal one or spiritual one. Anyhow, you can have critique there and to see if this is the fulfillment you're expecting, or maybe you want a different one. When you can say that you're bestowing to the Creator and this is your fulfillment, or maybe your fulfillment is when you receive from the host. Well, here you have to make the scrutiny. And even though you feel the abundance and you have a good feeling, if you're not feeling that you're bestowing to the host, that you're entirely drawn to him, well, you have a place for prayer here. You're close to the Creator, but actually he's revealed when he's close. That's what, how it is. Well, it will all connect. All these things will connect. It's a matter of our work all bringing us to this closed down shape. Ita 3.
Maestro, buongiorno. Volevo chiedere questo. Ogni volta che facciamo una rivelazione è come se l'ego vuole imprigionarla. Allora, Dio, volevo chiederti, ma come possiamo mettere...
She's breaking up. I wanted to ask, how can we place our intellect in the service of the heart?
For that, I have to activate myself. Out of feeling where my heart is aimed at the moment and where it should be aimed. And then from these two points, the present heart and the desired heart, well, I have a vector, a direction, how I should change. And then out of that, I activate a prayer, a request. I have nothing else to do, and there is no one except for the upper force. That's why if I want to change something inside me, well, go ahead. That's a sign that I require the upper force, or better said, the upper force requires my prayer, and that's why it awakens me.
Dov.
Okay, Moscow 6.
Раф, всем добрый день. Раф, а что значит в работе в 10?
Hello everyone. What does it mean in the work in the 10 that the Creator is hidden in the Torah?
That's something we can't yet feel. It's when the Torah is called all our actions we do. In order to correct ourselves. Torah means the force of correction. I've created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah as a spice because the light in it reforms. All these lights of correction that come to us in order to correct our intentions from in order to receive to in order to bestow. All these forces of correction are called, the sum total of them is called Torah. So we use Torah, we study the Torah, and that's when we use the forces of correction, the upper light, we use it to correct ourselves. That's called us studying Torah, learning Torah. We learn what the Creator created. I've created the evil inclination and how He created the Torah as a spice and how these forces of correction come to us and correct our corrupt desires. This is the meaning of studying Torah. And how do we study it? We study it on ourselves. This is the meaning of having to write the Torah on our hearts, on the tablet of your heart. What does that mean? It's because our heart includes all the desires, and that's why all the lights have to reach all the desires and to correct them gradually until the heart becomes corrected. From the heart of flesh, sorry, from the heart of stone, we should reach the heart of flesh. Ita 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, durante il giorno io ascolto sempre la lezione e mi rendo conto di fare dei discernimenti.
During the day I always listen to the lesson and I see that I come to discernments that I didn't make during the morning lesson. Do you think I will be able to bring these discernments into this connection? How can I use these discernments to benefit my 10?
If you, while hearing the lesson, while listening to the lesson, you'll open up yourself, wanting to be along with the 10, to receive a force that will bind you with everyone else, and the Creator will be able to go in and to fill these desires and enjoy you. It's not that you want to enjoy and to have fun, but rather you want to perform all the corrections so that He enjoys it. Then you'll study Torah the way you should. This will truly be the Torah. But going back to it during the day, hearing it time and again, and discovering that you didn't hear, that's very good. It's very good. And the more you go over it again, I don't know how many dozens of times I've repeated every article or every whatever we have from Bala Sulam and Rabash. Hundreds of times. And always I certainly find more and more new discernments.
Hebrew 10.
What is a zivug with the Creator, and how is it different from dvikut with the Creator?
Zivug with the Creator means a temporary contact at the moment for the sake of the correction of the Kli, and adhesion with the Creator is in the corrected Kli already. When I reach a state that it doesn't change anymore, but rather it's only expanding.
PT 19. Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. The question is this: when you approach the scrutiny to connect in the 10, different views, different approaches, different ways to work are revealed. What is the common thing between us that can direct us like a vector in the right direction?
Only what is beneficial for the connection between us. That's all, period. PT 29.
I heard you said before that the upper force needs my prayer, and that's why it awakens me. What does it mean that the upper force needs my prayer?
Needs? It's because it needs a chisaron in order to bestow into that chisaron, to that deficiency, and that's how it corrects the lower ones. Give one.
Дорогой Раф, то есть согласно тому, что мы учим в статье, получается вот от этого тонкого движения каждый раз мысли. Я сейчас.
From what we learn, it turns out that in the thought, I with me, I'm in the Creator, I'm in the friends. On that depends if I receive the reforming light or not, right?
Yes. You have to reach a state that automatically I'm always thinking about how can I be in the group. I don't have a thought or address to the Creator from my own accord or something else like that. It's only through the 10. If I do it only through the 10, well, that's a sign that the first step, I've made it through the first step. Tel Aviv 10.
Thank you, Rav. What do you do if you see things in reality and you don't know how to attribute it to the Creator or to the Ten, what do you do in that situation?
It's not good. You have to unite it all and ascribe it to the Creator. Read There's None Else Besides Him a few more times and fix your microphone. So it will be the way it should be. That's it. Amit, let's continue.
Continuing to read on in the bottom of page 495 in the Writings of Abbas, volume 3. For this reason, prior to the study, a person should examine with which purpose does he want to observe the mitzvah, commandment, of learning Torah. That is, does he engage in the Torah because of the Torah itself, in order to know how to observe the rules of doing the mitzvot? Or is he learning the learning of Torah itself is his whole intention? And knowing the rules of doing the mitzvot is a completely different matter for him. Meaning he's learning Torah for two reasons. However, even while learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah, he should still distinguish with which intention he is learning. Is it to observe the commandments of the Creator, as it is written, and you shall reflect on him day and night? Or is he learning Torah in order to receive the light of Torah, because he needs the light of Torah in order to cancel the evil in him? As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It turns out that he's learning Torah in order to obtain the spice. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him.
Yes, and this is the right way to learn the study. Meaning I only study in order to correct my desire, so will it resemble the host. So I'll discover myself sitting before the host already and willing to bestow upon to him, I to my beloved to me. Yes.
Certainly, prior to learning Torah, a person should examine the reason for which he's learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do the act. It is as our sages said, a prayer without a aim is as a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare the intention.
This is the most important, because without the right intention, maybe we're even causing harm to ourselves. Therefore, do not distance yourself from the ten. First of all, you must feel that you are it, that you are studying for the sake of connection, so that in this connection, you are extending it to the Creator, in order to bestow to the Creator, on the one hand. On the other hand, that you are studying in order to turn to the whole of humanity, and also through you to provide connection from the Creator to humanity, that you are truly as a conduit. This is our duty, a role. If a person feels its entire role, what is he studying for? In order to establish this system, for him and all of the created beings, so that he makes himself be like a messenger. You remember, like we read about Jonah on Yom Kippur, right? That the Creator told him, go to Nineveh, and save this whole city, and he didn't want to do it. And later on, the Creator nevertheless arranged for him that thing that he had to do to come and correct it. This is what we need to do. This is why we read it on the highest day, on Yom Kippur. We read what we have to do. So if a person arranges himself that he is doing it not for himself, but in order to correct the world, in order to bestow through the friends to the Creator, and he is on this chain, his whole study, all of his actions, all of his time in general, all of his life, become purposeful. and he discovers his place in the general soul. Yes.
This is what he says there in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Hence, prior to the study, the student must pledge to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. In this way, he will be rewarded with benefiting from the light in it, that his faith too will strengthen and grow through the remedy and this light. Thus, even one who knows about himself that he is not being rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if one sets one's heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah than that. Moreover, there is no other counsel but this.
I see that people stop asking. I guess everything is clear, or they lost their force of concentration. Maybe nevertheless we'll sing something, and then we will decide if we're going to continue with this, or should we move on to the next part of the lesson? Go ahead.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש הם נשמעתי בלעדם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים
I think that it's worthwhile for us to have a workshop according to the materials that we studied. And let's do the following. Which group can present some? Can according to the materials that we studied thus far, go ahead, please put up the question mark and we will let them ask before everyone. Please.
Maybe Rav will just give the friends a few seconds to finalize a question, and then we'll also remind it later, but here's another mention that tonight in Israel, we are switching to standard time or winter time, which means that the lesson starts an hour later. We have an hour more to sleep. All right, so that's tomorrow. And Hebrew 10, they have a proposal for a question.
And also Brazil too.
Brazil too as well, right.
So let's start with Brazil. We always start with those that physically are farther away. Brazil too, please.
Como eu me preparo para estudar a Torá no dia a dia? O que faço para me preparar para estudar a Torá? Obrigado.
How do I prepare to study the Torah? What do I need to do to study the Torah? Thank you.
So the question from the group Brazil 2 is, how do we prepare ourselves to the morning lesson, let's say, how do we get ready? Because the preparation determines everything that we will receive in the lesson. So how do we prepare ourselves in the max optimal way for the morning lesson? So please, it's a question for everyone. Workshop, go ahead, friends.